The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, one who recites 1,000 times durood upon me daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we are Muslim and we believe in death and life after death as well. Once a girl passed away and his brother went with her funeral to bury her. After the burial, he came back and he discovered that he had dropped his bag full of coins inside the grave. Then he decided to go back and dig it again and take that bag of coin out of that grave. He went, he started digging, and as soon he finished dig the grave, he saw that his sister is in punishment, in azab of Almighty Allah. And her grave is filled with fire. That time, very quickly, he closed that grave again and crying and weeping, went to his mother and asked her, that what was the lifestyle of my sister that she is now in the punishment, in the azab. His mother said that your sister was very lazy in offering salah, and it has become her habit that she would offer salah after time. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is one story. Let's go to other beautiful story. A shroud thief says that once for stealing the shroud, I opened the grave and I was astonished to see that a youth was sitting on a throne and his grave was very vast and broad. And that grave had become like a garden from the gardens of Jannah, and that youth was really enjoying. At that time, I heard a voice from unseen, and that voice said that this youth repented and he was very punctual in his salah and in keeping fast. Dear viewers of Madani channel, these are two different stories with two different results. One of them was not punctual in her salah, while the other was very punctual in his salah. From these two stories, we can easily learn that which way should we follow. We should follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, so that in hereafter, we are in the eternal bliss and in the mercy and rahmat of Almighty Allah. And we should not follow the way of that girl who was very heedless and negligent in her salah, and because of that she was being punished. So I make dua that may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to be punctual in our salahs. Again, Rais Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat Mufti Muhammad Qasim Attari Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah is with us, and inshallah we will be discussing about the rukn from among the arkan of Islam, and that is salah. My first question from Mufti Sahab, sometimes it happens that when we go to the youth, especially meaning the young people, and we invite them towards salah, so they give a very strange answer. They say that we are still young and let the old age come, inshallah, then we will repent and come towards Allah and then start reading salah, start offering salah. So how would you respond these type of, you know, answers?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If Allah has given that concession, so then they can adopt that, they can choose that. But if Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered to offer prayer, 5 times daily from the age of maturity, so then it would be obligatory and that the person has to offer prayer, the first thing. The second thing is that, as we have mentioned the excellences of prayer, what is the meaning of prayer? The prayer is connection with Allah Azawajal. The prayer is the sign of a love of a person with Almighty Allah. The offering prayer is one kind of paying gratitude to Allah Azawajal. Offering prayer is combination of many worships. So now these kind of people should think about the meaning of their statement, about the meaning of their saying. They are saying that we will get connection with Allah Azza wa Jal in our old age. Before that, we will remain busy in our own activities and we will have connection only with our fellows and with our friends. And when the prayer is one kind of paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, so then it means they are saying that we will use and we will consume the bounties of Allah and we will attain the blessings of Allah, but we will pay gratitude to Allah in our old age. Till that time, we will not pay gratitude to Allah. Okay. So that excuse is totally unacceptable. As far as the love of Almighty Allah in the form, in the shape of prayer, when a person offer prayer, he shows love with Allah Azza wa Jal. So it means he is claiming that I am Muslim, and being a Muslim, I love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, but I will show that love in my old age. Before that, I will never show that love with Allah Azza wa Jal, and I will be away from the signs of that love. So when, my brother, you are a Muslim, as a Muslim, you must have connection with Allah Azza wa Jal in your whole life. And when you are consuming the blessings of Allah in your whole life, from beginning till the last moment of your life, so you should pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal in many forms, including offering prayer. And when you are the lover of Allah, so then you should show that love with Allah Azza wa Jal in every aspect of your life and in every part of your life. So that's why this excuse, that is obvious, it is not acceptable. And the second answer of this statement, if they say when we will get into old age, then we will offer prayer. So who knows his death time? Death time is unknown. No one knows that. We don't know what is the end time of us. How many young people, how many children, they passed away in their childhood and in their boyhood and in their young age. So when we don't know, so how can we delay? Particularly only the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are doing all the activities of our worldly life. We are busy in our jobs and in our activities. We are playing, we are eating, we are sleeping, we are doing everything. But only when the matter of offering prayer come, then this excuse come as well, that when we will get into old age, then we will offer prayer. So that is not a good idea.
Acha Musab, another thing which I want to confirm from you, that I heard, especially in the mahal of Dawat Islami in Sadai Madina, some brothers, they say namaz is miraj of mumin, and then namaz is key, salah is key to paradise. So I want to confirm that these things are proved from Quran or Sunnah, or these are just sayings which spread among the common people?
Particularly these words, prayer is a key for paradise, prayer is miraj of mumin. As far as these particular words, that might have come in any hadith. But the meaning of these two sentences are obvious, and that is clearly proven from Quran and hadith. For example, the first part of this sentence, or the first sentence, the prayer is the key for paradise. That has been mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. As Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Holy Quran in one place, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people have been successful who attain khushu in their prayer. So now the particular word, who attain khushu in their prayer. Now Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned some other attributes of those practicing Muslims. At the end of this topic, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. These are the people who are inheritant. For what? الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Okay, they will inherit Firdaus. What is Firdaus? Firdaus is the best part of the paradise. There are many kinds of paradise, and Firdaus is the best. Firdaus is the best one in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be there. Hum fiha khalidun, they will dwell therein forever. So now Firdaus, which is the kind of paradise, which is the best kind of paradise, in that Firdaus, which kind of people will be there? Which kind of people will dwell there? So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, and the first attribute and first quality of those people who are the dweller of paradise, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Then وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّهُمْ يُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. There are many other qualities, but the first quality is to attain khushu in their prayers. So they offer prayer and they maintain their khushu in their prayers as well. So now in that way you can easily say that offering prayer is the key for paradise. Not only for paradise, for the best part of paradise, which is Firdaus, in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be. Okay. The second ayah, Allah Azzawajal said in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. Verily, the pious people would be in gardens and in springs. The springs would be in those gardens. Now, what are those pious people? Allah Azzawajal said, كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. They were good doers before this, before coming into paradise. They were pious people. They did good deeds. The another quality of those pious people is kanu qalilan min al-layli ma yahjaun. They used to sleep a little at night. So those people who are used to sleeping at night a little bit, and they offer prayer, they stand in the court of Almighty Allah, they spend their nights in the court of Allah while doing qiyam and ruku and sujood. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioning their reward in this ayah, innal muttaqina fi jannatin wa uyun. Fi jannatin, they are in paradise. So in the light of these two ayah, there are many other ayah which I can decide, but in the light of these two ayah, you can easily understand that prayer is the key for entering paradise.
Very good.
Okay, the first thing. The second thing, what you ask, that is Miraj of Mu'min. The first thing, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Qurratu ayni bis salah. The coolness of my eye is in prayer. And particularly for those people, for the common people, for common Muslims, what is the importance of prayer in their eyes? If you want to know, then you can read the biography of Ghawseh Pak radiallahu ta'ala. You can read the biography of Imam Adam radiallahu ta'ala. What was the reason behind their offering prayer for 40 years during the whole night? Ghawseh Pak radiallahu ta'ala, Imam Adam radiallahu ta'ala, they used to offer Fajr prayer with the wuzu of Isha Salah, with the wuzu of Isha Salah for 40 years. What was the reason behind that? How many other scholars and how many other friends of Allah we have heard and we have studied their biographies. They used to offer prayer the whole night. They used to read 200 rakah, 400 rakah, 500 rakah, 1000 rakah during the whole night. So if that was difficult for them, it was impossible to read too much rakah and offering whole night prayer, that would be very, very difficult. But because that was the coolness of their eyes as well, and they felt something, they used to feel something, and they used to find something in their prayer. That's why they used to offer prayer during the whole night. So that's why in that meaning we can say the prayer is Miraj of Mu'min as well. And what is the Miraj? What is the meaning of Miraj? At the night of Miraj, Miraj is mentioned in the Holy Quran in two places about two prophets. One is about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the second is about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What was the miraj of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Wa kallama Allah Musa taklima. Allah Azza wa Jal, He spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That was the miraj of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So, and what was the miraj of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Fa auha ila abdihi ma auha. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed whatever He revealed to His bondman. So, speaking to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, doing munajat with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that is one kind of miraj, and that is the essence of miraj. When a person is offering prayer, it is mentioned in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, while you are offering prayer, you are communicating with Allah Azza wa Jal. You are speaking to Allah Azza wa Jal. You are in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when while offering prayer, a person is in the court of Allah and he is speaking to him and he is reciting his kalam, and reciting his kalam is one kind of speaking to Allah Azza wa Jal. So then that is the miraj of mu'min. So in that meaning, it can be said, the person who is offering prayer, his prayer is miraj for him.
MashaAllah, Mufti Sahib, very beautiful answer. May Almighty Allah increase you in knowledge and in age as well. Just now you were making mention of khushu. And in last episode, we also discussed the khushu. But I want to know, I mean, especially how to attain khushu. I want you to focus especially on those methods by which we can attain khushu.
Our scholars have written many books, and in those books, they have provided many methods of attaining khushu, in which way they can attain khushu easily. And I think that is not very difficult, that is not a very difficult quality to attain. Because if we focus upon something, then we can attain that very easily. Even very difficult things we can attain because Allah Azza wa Jalla has provided us that ability. But particularly, the matter of khushu is not very difficult. It depends upon our mindset, it depends upon our concentration. If we concentrate upon our prayer, then it would be easy. And particularly for attaining khushu, what method should be chosen? First of all, if we consider ourselves deliberately, if we consider and if we ponder upon that, now I am offering prayer and I am in the court of Allah. When we consider ourselves as present in the court of Allah, this one consideration and concentration will keep us on the proper prayer, and that will be the means for attaining khushu khuzu in prayer. And that is very easy way, because it could be done by any person, whether he is a scholar or he is not a scholar, whether he knows the meaning of prayer, he doesn't know the meaning of prayer, but it could be done by any person, whether he is a layman, an average person. So this method is very easy for every person. If he considers himself that he is only present in the court of Allah, now he has to leave all the worldly matters, all the worldly business, and he has to be present in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal only, and he has to speak only Allah Azza wa Jal. So this one consideration would be one medium for attaining khushu wa khuzu. The second way of attaining khushu is to consider or to think that I might not be able to offer prayer after this prayer. That might be the last prayer of my life. So if with that intention a person offers prayer, so then he will get khushu khuzu very easily. The third way of attaining khushu khuzu is, and that is a little bit difficult, but that is more effective than others. What is that? If we try to memorize and try to learn the meaning of all the things which are recited in prayer, the translation of Allahu Akbar, the translation of Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, the translation of Sana, the translation of Surah al-Fatiha, the translation of those surah which we recite in prayer, the translation of Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, At-Tahiyyat, all these things which are recited in prayer, if we know the meaning of those and those are engraved in our mind, we don't need to pay our attention towards those. Without paying attention, those should be in our mind. For example, if we are Urdu people and we are reciting in Urdu, so then we don't need to think about the meaning of those words. If we are English speaking people, there is no need to think about the meaning of those, because that is in the depth of our heart. So in that way, if we know the meaning of those Fatiha and Sana and all the recitation, so when we offer prayer and we are concentrating upon the meanings of those, so because it is a natural thing, in one time a person can't divide his attention towards two things. So when he will offer prayer and he is concentrating upon the meaning of the prayer, so then easily he would attain khushu wa khuzu. And that is very easy way. It needs a little bit practice, it needs a little bit memorizing, but inshallah after a few days a person is able to attain khushu wa khuzu in that way.
Very beautiful answer, Mufti Sahib. And dear viewers of Madni channel, I mean, from amongst the three methods of attaining khushu, the last one, that while you are offering your salah, you must concentrate upon your words which you are reading, and then you must know the meaning of these words as well. And I think it is maybe the one of the easiest one as well, in this way, that if you learn Arabic, and after learning Arabic you are speaking to your Lord, to your Rabb, and you are in your salah, believe me, the delight, the enjoyment, or the spiritual ecstasy which you are going to have in your salah, that is unmeasurable. I request all of you, please try to learn Arabic so that you may be able to not only understand what you are reading in salah, but you will also be able to understand when you are reciting the Holy Quran. Mufti Sahib, coming to the next question, it's a very beautiful ayah in Quran, Wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. It has always been in my mind. I wanted to know that what does it mean when Allah Azza wa Jalla says that Wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah.
The meaning of this ayah is very clear, because these are two means. These are wasila. Sabr is also wasila and prayer is also wasila. When you show your patience, so Allah Azza wa Jalla makes that difficulty easy for you. So you feel yourself as convenient in that. And when you are offering prayer, so because prayer is one kind of worship, and when you are offering prayer, you are worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, worship is one kind of wasila, what you are put forward in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So with the wasila of that prayer, Allah Azza wa Jal solves your problem, because it is very clear when we worship and we give the wasila of those worship in the court of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal solves our problem. As you know, there is one hadith in Bukhari Sharif in which there were three people who got stuck in one cave, and they gave the wasila of their good deeds in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal, due to the wasila of their good deeds, Allah Azza wa Jal solved their problem. So prayer is in that way. When we offer prayer, we are worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. We are showing our humbleness in the court of Allah, that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, we are your humble people and we are helpless people. Now we are worshipping you because you are our Lord and you are worthy of being worshipped. So now we are presenting this problem in your court. So in that meaning, Wasta'in bi sabri wa salah has been revealed.
So Mustafa, obviously when it is allowed to have wasila of salah, then it will also be allowed to have wasila of Rasulullah ﷺ, because of him we were given salah. How would you say?
Our prayer, when we offer prayer, it is not confirmed that our prayer is accepted and that has some importance and that has some respect in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. That might be accepted, that might not be accepted. But the personality of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the being of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is definitely, without any doubt, his personality is accepted and beloved in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So when we can give the wasila of that thing which has some kind of doubts in being accepted and in being beloved in the court of Allah, why can't we pay the wasila of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is definitely accepted in the court of Allah, who is beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla?
Acha Musab, as I mean, a very big number of Islamic sisters, they are also permanent viewers of Madri channel as well. So I would like to ask you a question which is more relating to the Islamic sisters. We heard that sometimes it happens that because of the bad actions of the mother, her children also get spoiled. So especially if a mother is not punctual in her salahs, so is this thing is going to affect her children as well?
This is not specified with mothers only. It is with both of the parents, whether he is father and mother, so it is with both. And I heard once a very beautiful sentence in that regard. The person was saying, if you want to train your children in good way, and you want your children to be good children, so now you should become good child.
Very beautiful.
Because whatever you will say, your children will say. Whatever you speak, your children will speak. Whatever you do, your children will do. Okay, because for children, their parents are role model. They observe the habits of their parents. They observe the activities of their parents. They observe the life of their parents, in which way they are spending, on what path they are going. So they follow in each and every aspect of life. So that's why it is very necessary for parents to be good child first. Otherwise, their children will never be good children. So that's why if someone wants his children to be prayer offering children, he wants some good habits in them, he wants them to be good, to have good behavior, so he should bring some changes in his own.
Sorry to interrupt you. So you want the parents to go back to the childhood again?
That is the way to train your children, to upbring your children. If that's why, that is very obvious. In families where the parents are very good, their habits are good, their behavior is good, they are genius, they are generous, they are kind to poor people, they are affectionate, their children are affectionate, their children are lover of the poor people. Okay, they have all these qualities. And if the father is shouting all the time, if he is addicted with some bad habits, his children will be addicted with the same bad habit. So that's why, not only for mothers, but for fathers as well, it is very important to be to offer prayer 5 times so that their children observe them, they see them, then they follow them, and they offer 5 times prayers. That's why now if you wanna make the experiment of this, in those houses in which Quran is recited daily after Fajr prayer, the children go to recitation of the Holy Quran. But if the whole family is sleeping that time, the children would be sleeping as well. I went to UK once, so I met one Islamic brother. He told me a very beautiful story. He told me, Mufti Sahab, my mother, she was too much habitual and punctual in offering prayer and recitation of the Holy Quran. She gave us one journal, one diary, to write our prayer and recitation of the Quran daily on that. And she used to check that daily. That Islamic brother was telling me, Mufti Sahab, I can't leave recitation of the Holy Quran and I can't remove that from my life, because that has been inculcated in my mind and that has become the part of my life, because from a childhood, my mother used to make our mind and she used to check our diary of offering prayer and recitation of the Holy Quran. So that's why, Alhamdulillah, we are 4 or 5 brothers and all of us have beard, and mashallah, they are habitual of offering prayer and they are punctual recitations of the Holy Quran. And Alhamdulillah, now we are spreading that habit to our children as well.
Very beautiful answer. And the viewers of Madini channel, especially the Islamic sisters who are watching this silsila, that from the example which Mufti Sahab just now, you know, cited in front of us, we came to know that what we are doing, especially the good actions or our piety or our, you know, practice, our amal on the Sharia, that thing remains to our upcoming generations, like these, that brother who, I mean, told Mufti Sahab that I started reciting Quran just because of what I used to see in my childhood. So in the same way, please make yourself a good role model and set a beautiful example for your children and for your upcoming generations. Acha Mufti Sahab, some people, mazallah, they are very heedless regarding Salah. So the thing I want to ask, that is it that if someone is not offering Salah, just because of it he will go out of the fold of Islam? And the second part of the question, that if someone is not punctual in his Salah, so because of not being punctual on Salah, is it possible that he will be deprived of his Iman at the time of death?
There are 2 parts of the question. Okay. First thing, leaving prayer, not offering prayer, is not an ordinary thing. That is a severe thing. Okay? That is a major sin, and that is a very severe thing. In beginning, at the time of Sahaba, in the books of a hadith, it has been written, many of Sahaba Ikram, they considered the person who doesn't offer prayer, who leaves prayer, they considered that person as kafir.
Allah.
It has been written in books. In the opinion of some Sahaba Ikram, that person who leaves prayer is not Muslim, he is kafir. And there are 4 imams in Ahle Sunnah, in the field of fiqh, Imam Adam Abu Hanifa, Imam Muhammad bin Malik, Imam Shafi. Particularly, according to the opinion of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, that person who doesn't offer prayer, who leaves prayer without any excuse, that person is out of the fold of Islam. That person is not Muslim. He has to repent from his disbelief, from his that action. He has to recite kalima, then he has to offer prayer.
Renew his iman.
He has to renew his iman. So according to the opinion of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, that person is not Muslim. And according to the opinion of many sahaba ikram, I have told that in the eyes of many sahaba ikram, that person was not Muslim. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked about this matter. Some people considered not offering prayer people as non-believer. So what about that? Do they come under any warning of Sharia because they are considering a Muslim person as non-Muslim only because of living prayer? Ala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, those people are making mistake. Those people are making mistake, but that is not a major mistake. Because according to the opinion of Imam Ahmad and according to the opinion of many Sahaba ikram, those people are not Muslims. Then Allah radiyallahu ta'ala now give the reason of the opinion of Sahaba ikram, why in their eyes that person was not Muslim who is not offering prayer. Imam Allah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wrote that at the time of Sahaba ikram, offering prayer was the sign of Muslim and not offering prayer was the symbol of non-believers. So the person who adopts any signs of non-believers, he is not Muslim. As that commandment is still existing, if any person, for example, if any person adopts some signs of Christians, which are specific with Christians, if he adopts those, if he wears that kind of dress, which are specified with only Christians, so if he does that, he is not Muslim. Because he is adopting one sign of kufr, that is called shiare kufr. And whosoever adopts any shiare kufr, he is not Muslim, he is kafir. According to the opinion of fuqaha ikram, that person is kafir. So when not offering prayer was the sign of kufar only at the time of sahaba ikram, so according to the situation of their time, that the fatwa was right. The fatwa was true. The person is not Muslim because he is adopting the sign of non-believers. But because now that is not special with non-believers only. A lot of Muslim, thousands of Muslim, millions of Muslim don't offer prayer. So that's why now this is not the sign of non-believers. But this is not an ordinary thing. Allah radiyallahu ta'ala has written, this is not an ordinary thing that a person is kafir in the eyes of some sahaba ikram and in the eyes of one great imam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. So that's why only due to not offering prayer, a person is not kafir according to the opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh and according to the opinion of a lot of sahaba and tabi'in and big a'imah. But that is not an ordinary thing. That is the first thing. The second thing is, the person who is not offering prayer, so are there some chances to lose his iman due to living prayer? Yeah, there are many chances. There are many chances. Why? Because iman is like a tree. Our belief, our iman is like a tree. But that tree needs some sunshine. That needs some light. That needs some water. That needs some air. These are the basic needs of a tree. If a tree doesn't take these basic needs, so it can be eradicated. It can be eradicated. So our iman can be eradicated if we are not providing water and light and air and the needs of that tree. So prayer is one of the basic needs of iman. Prayer is the one basic need of iman. So that's why the person who is not offering prayer, his iman is getting weak. The tree of his iman is getting weak and weaker and weaker and weaker. So there are chances for the tree of his iman to be eradicated at the end time of his life. So that's why it is very important to be very punctual in offering prayer. Otherwise, there are very, very dangerous chances for our iman.
Almighty Allah make all of us very punctual on our salah. And may Almighty Allah make us a practicing Muslim. Because what Mufti Sahab has said, metaphorically speaking, he gave very beautiful example that our iman is like tree. And then the root of that tree is Salah. And if we are unable to strengthen our tree, the tree of Iman will be eradicated. So I hope, inshallah, Azizul, all the viewers of Madni channel will make firm intention to be punctual in their salahs. Asa Mufti Sahab, it also happens that sometime someone is very punctual in his salahs and he is all the time ready to offer salah, but salah becomes heavy upon him. It is very hard for him to leave his business or his engagements and go and stand in court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And while he's standing, still it is very hard for him to complete and offer his salah.
Offering prayer is heavy, and it is mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ. Offering prayer is very heavy. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ. It is very heavy. But not upon those people who attain khushu in their prayer. إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Who attain khushu in their prayer, prayer is not heavy for them. For the common people who come to prayer, who offer prayer, prayer is very heavy for them. But for those people who are humble, whose hearts are present in the court of Allah, the prayer is not heavy for them. And who are those khashi'een? And what is in their heart and what is in their mind? Due to that, they are not considering prayer as heavy. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, أَلَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
Very beautiful description.
Who believe that they have to meet Allah Azza wa Jal. They have to be present in the court of Almighty Allah. وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And they have to return towards Him. About my prayer, about my life. So then the prayer should be very light for that person. The second thing is that if we develop the love of Allah Azza wa Jal in our heart, then the prayer would be very light. If I like speaking to you, then I will sit with you for a long time. I will spend the whole night with speaking to you. But if I don't like you, if I am busy in some other jobs, my mind is something somewhere else, then if you speak to me, I will be bored. I will show my boredness. I will show my uninterest in your speaking. So if you develop love with Allah Azza wa Jal, if you develop your concentration of being present in the court of Allah, then you will enjoy with prayer. And our problem is that we don't enjoy with prayer. We don't free ourselves for offering prayer. When we are offering prayer, that times a lot of things are coming in our mind. We are making plans. We are thinking about our business. We are thinking about our meeting with our friends. We are somewhere else. If we free our mind from worldly thoughts, from worldly business, at the time of prayer, we are only in the state of prayer, not in any other state, not in any other thought. So then offering prayer, we will enjoy with that. And that's why, as I have mentioned the biography of Sayyidina Ghawse-e Pak radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Imam Adam radiallahu ta'ala, so because they loved Allah Azza wa Jal, they used to enjoy with offering prayer. They used to enjoy with their presence in the court of Allah, because that is not only thing. Being present in the court of Allah, if you present in front of any minister, in front of any prime minister, you will enjoy with that. And when you are in the court of the Lord of the entire universe, and you are in the court of the Rabbil Alameen and Rahman and Rahim, when you are in His court, so then if you develop your mind, if you make your mind in that way, so then you will enjoy with your prayer. So for those people who consider prayer as heavy, they should develop love of Allah Azza wa Jal. They should develop love of prayer. And they should read something about the importance of prayer. Because we as a human being, we are in the need of any motivation. When we have some motivation, when we have some encouragement, so then we get very excited and we start doing that. And when we are discouraged and when we are disappointed and we don't have any motivation, so then we get bored and it would become very difficult for us to do something. So that's why for attaining the love of prayer, it is very important to read the excellences of prayer, and particularly to read the biographies of those people who used to offer prayer during the whole night and who used to offer prayer with khushu and khuzu. And there are many stories, there are many biographies of pious people, as in Ihya ul Ulum. as in Ihya ul-Ulum, in Kimya Saad. Ihya ul-Ulum has been translated by Al-Madinatul Ilmiya in five volumes. So that has been published. So in the first volume of Ihya ul-Ulum, there are many stories of many pious people. There are many stories of many friends of Allah. In those stories, their khushu, khuzu, their love with prayer, and they are spending time in offering prayer. Though all these things have been mentioned. So if we read those, so inshallah we will get the love of prayer.
Is it true that sometimes salah becomes difficult or heavy just because of sins? When a person is continuously committing sins and he is engrossed in sin, so just because of sins, doing any good deed, especially salah, becomes very heavy and burden upon him.
Every sin is a stain over our heart. When a person commits any sin, one dot is placed on his heart. And when he keeps on committing sin, then the dots are increasing. At the end, the entire heart gets black. And that is the thing which is called stain and which is called ran and ran in Arabic. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Due to their deeds, ma kanu yaksibun, whatever they have earned, means due to their bad deeds, due to their evil deeds, there is a stain over their hearts. Now their heart is covered with dots, with blackness, and with that stain. So now the prayer becomes very, very heavy upon him. When the heart is pure, when that is full of love of Allah, when that is full of love of good deeds, so then it would be very easy for him to offer prayer.
And Musa, what we have heard, that it is salah itself which saves a person from sins. But what I have observed, and you might have also observed, that sometimes namazis, those who are very punctual in their salah, still they are, you know, in sins. So from this, sometimes it comes in our mind that salah doesn't save the people.
When a person is offering prayer, that time he is not backbiting, he is not telling lie, he is not watching video and movie. So particularly during that time, he is safe from committing sins. The first thing, okay? But this is not only one meaning of that ayah, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. So prayer prevents a person from immodesty and bad things. Basically, the word here is as-salat. As-salat is with alif lam. It means the proper prayer, the proper
perfect
salah,
prayer.
The perfect salah. The perfect salah is the means of abstaining from sins and immodesty and evil deeds and every bad habit. So, and now we should ponder upon our prayers. What kind of prayer we offer? You know, if I think about my prayer, and not only about my prayer, if I go to masjid, that shouldn't be done, that we observe the prayer of other people. How is that? But if we go to masjid and we look at the prayer of the people, so most of the people would be of that kind whose prayer are not valid according to fiqh opinion. They are not doing sajda properly. They are leaving some obligations of prayer. They are leaving some necessities of prayer. They are abandoning the desirable things of prayer. They are abandoning many sunnahs of the prayer. After that, if he says that I offer prayer, but I am not getting that excellence which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, so then it would be said to him, my brother, you are not offering that prayer which would be the means for you to abstain from sins. First perfect your prayer, learn prayer, offer prayer according to that, and try to maintain the inner manners of prayer and the external manners of prayer. When a person offer prayer properly according to the manner, the apparent manners and the internal manners, so then his prayer must be the means for him to be to abstain from sins. As we see the prayer of Ghausa Pak, the prayer of pious people, we observe many people in our society who offer a prayer, mashallah, they are very pious people. That's why they are called namazi parhezi. What is that? The person offers prayer and he fulfills the right of offering prayer, and due to that, he tries to abstain from many sins. That's why the person who is namasi person, so he who is musalli, so he tries to abstain from many sins, because I offer prayer, it is not befitting for me, it is not suitable for me to commit that sin, And if any musalli person, he backbites in front of people, the people would say to him, my brother, you are a musalli person, you offer prayer, you shouldn't do that. If a musalli person commits any sin in front of people in a market, the people would say to him, my brother, you shouldn't do that. You are a musalli person. You go to masjid, you offer prayer, you offer 5-time prayers, mashallah, you looked in first row in masjid and you are doing that, it is not suitable for you. So it shows that it is true and it is confirmed. The person who offer 5-time prayers really with observing and fulfilling the external and internal manners of prayer, so he gets that excellent inna salata tanha anil fahsha wal munkar.
Very wonderful answer, Mufti Sahab. The last thing which I want to ask you, that all these things which you have mentioned, it means that these are the manners of salah. And I think the best example of the manners of salah can be found in those people who were the friends of Allah, awliya Allah. So would you like to give us a story which shows the love of our predecessors about salah and how they used to offer their salah?
There are many stories, there are many parables, many stories. As I have mentioned, if you read Ihya'ul Ulum, so in the first volume of Ihya'ul Ulum, inshallah, you will find many stories. But the story of Hazrat Hatim Asam rahmatullah alayh is very beautiful. One person asked him, Hazrat, please tell me what method you use to attain khushu khuzu, because his khushu khuzu, mashallah, that was very famous among the people, the khushu of Hazrat Hatim Asam rahmatullah alayh. So he answered him that when I stand for offering prayer, so I consider that Khana Kaaba is in front of me and the angel of death is behind me and paradise is on my right hand and hell is on my left hand and I am on the bridge of Sirat. And this prayer is the last prayer of my life. So when with all these thoughts and with all these consideration, I offer a prayer, so then I get successful in attaining my khushu khuzu in prayer. So that is very beautiful method of attaining khushu khuzu.
MashaAllah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, very beautiful answers from Mufti Sahab, and I hope that the knowledge of Mufti Sahab has really quenched the thirst of your knowledge. May Allah Almighty give us tawfiq to be the true practicing Muslims, and may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to be attached with Dawat Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.